Excuse me. I really enjoy reading that from the beginning and going back to the beginning of Torah. So today I'm concentrating on the children of night and the children of light, which I've taken from the scriptures. So let us pray. Abba Father, I just thank you and praise you for the word that you've given me today. I pray that you'll just receive it, and knowing that I have produced it through your guidance and your direction. And I pray, Abba Father, that you will open our eyes to see the wonders of your word through it. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen. So I've got scriptures to give you again to start off with. So I know you've had a lot of scriptures. So if you want to stand and move and wriggle before I start, if you're feeling restless, please do. Because I know it's not easy just sitting there all day. So feel free to get up and have a little bit of a move around if you want one. And then I'll start. That was a fairly long reading today. Okay, we'll get going. So if we can have a slide two, please. We're reading from Bereshit, starting at verse 1. And we'll do that again. In the beginning, Yehovah created the heavens and the earth. The earth was unformed and it was void. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of Yehovah hovered over the surface of the water. Then Yehovah said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Yehovah saw the light was good, and Yehovah divided the light from the darkness. Yehovah called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So there was evening, and there was morning, day one. And you all know that when Yehovah creates, he creates in the day, and when he finishes, it's evening. Rest during the night, then it's morning, end of day one. Now we're going to start creating again. Okay, so in the next slide. Yehovah said, "Let there be a dome in the middle of the water. Let it divide the water from the water." Yehovah made the dome and divided the water under the dome from the water above the dome. And that was how it was. We're going to drop now to verse 10. And it says, Yehovah called the dry land earth, and gathering together of the water he called seas. And Yehovah saw that it was good. In the next slide, we're going to Thessalonians. In chapter 5, verses 2 to 8. Because you yourselves will know that the day of Yehovah will come like a thief in the night, when people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then destruction will suddenly come upon them, the way labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there is no way they will escape. But you, brothers, are not in the dark, so that the day should take you by surprise like a thief. For you are all people who belong to the light, who belong to the day. We don't belong to the night or to the darkness. And the next slide. So let's not sleep like the rest are. On the contrary, let us stay alert and sober. People who sleep, sleep at night. People who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us stay sober, putting on trust and love as a breastplate, and the hope of being delivered as a helmet. Isn't that how the world works? You know, we work during the day and at night they party. So we've got day and night. The day is the light part of the day. Scriptures never speak of a 24-hour day. It only speaks between day and night, which is, approximately, as Yeshua said, are there not 12 hours in a day? So we read in Bereshit, which means the B of Bereshit is B in the Reshit beginning, in the beginning in Hebrew. So it's the beginning of creation. At the beginning of creation, everything was dark. The only thing in the earth was water, and water was in darkness. Then Yehovah, or literally Yeshua, as he is the spoken word, says, let there be light. And a new realm exists. Notice that whenever Yehovah is speaking in the scripture, especially when he's creating mankind, he says, we created him in our image. Who's the our? It has to be Yehovah, the Ruach HaKodesh, and Yeshua. Because Yeshua was there in the beginning. Not as a human being, as he is when he was walking on this earth, but he was there. So that's the image that we're created in. They created in Yah's image with the Spirit or the Ruach of Yah, which is the Holy Spirit within us, and of course through the guidance of Yeshua. And Yeshua is the Word. The spoken Word says, let there be light. And a new realm started to exist. Before then, it was darkness. Once the light was spoken into being, that brought a different realm into what was there. Yehovah then takes the light and separates it from the darkness and calls the light day. And the darkness he calls night. So then there were two realms. One that was always there, the darkness, and a new one called day. Night was not called night until light came and darkness was separated from the light. You cannot have night until you have day. Okay, you have to have day first, then you have night. Before the day, it was just darkness. After the day came, then there were two realms, day and night. And I needed to emphasize this fact because too many people get caught up in our Gregorian calendar that has a 24-hour day. But scriptural calendar doesn't. So I just wanted to let you emphasize that fact. The scripture says that the darkness was on the face of the deep. But something else moved at that first time upon the face of the waters. And that was Yehovah's Ruach, or Spirit. And it said, and this Ruach, or Spirit of Yehovah, hovered over the face of the water. So there's two forces, if you will, or just two influences. Darkness and the Spirit of Ruach. And Yehovah spoke, and there was light. The Ketuvah HaShelekim, or the writings of the apostles, in English tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, which I read, that the children of the night and the children of the day, as much as all the world was salt water under the realm of darkness, and all people are in sin until Yeshua HaMashiach comes. Everything changed in Bereshit when Yeshua said, let there be light. I think what is amazing about the water that was over the face of the deep at that time was it was salt water. What have we got that's salt water in our bodies? Our tears. When we cry, we're crying salt water with our tears. Salt water, and we're usually crying in distress or because of sin or something like that. It produces salt water. After light came the waters that were all under darkness alone, saw a separation. And some of that sea or the salt water rose and became waters above. Although not everyone accepted Yeshua HaMashiach when he came, there had been a great multitude no man can number who have received him. And they were separated from the world of sin and darkness and taken out of it. Let us praise Yah for the light. All the world at that time was one kind of people, sinners without Yah, until light came. The Gospel of Yochanan or John is so much like the book of Bereshit or Genesis. In Yochanan we have a beginning, and Yeshua is the light. Actually explains the symbolism used in Bereshit Genesis 1. So let's go to Yochanan 1:1-5, which we've done before. We read today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was what with Yehovah, and the Word was Yehovah. He was with Yehovah in the beginning. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing made had being. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not suppressed it. Then we go on to verses 9 and 10. This was the true light which gives light to everyone entering the world. He was in the world came to be through him, yet the world did not know him. And this, of course, is speaking of Yeshua. As Bereshit shows us, all the world is in darkness and light is introduced in that darkness. Yochanan tells us that the light shined in the darkness. The Word was in the beginning. It was Yehovah and the Word that spoke everything into being. And it called, in verse 4, it's something that in the word called life. It says, life was, in him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. This tells me, but it mightn't tell you, but it tells me, that life was man's light. Let us look forward into Yochanan 1, and we'll go into Yochanan 1 verse 12, please. But to as many as did receive him, that is Yeshua, to those who put their trust in his person and power, he gave the right to become children of Yehovah. Not because of bloodline, physical impulse or human intention, but because of Yehovah. The Word became a human being and lived with us. And we saw his Shekinah, the Shekinah of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Some comprehended it, some did not. Some received him, some did not. We notice that we read that the Word of life, because it says the Word became a human being and lived with us. The Word was the light of men. There was always the Word from the very beginning. It was there when there was only darkness upon the waters. But that Word had to speak before the light within it could be revealed to the people, to them, for them to receive. Yehovah always existed, but nothing would happen in the dark, watery world until Yah spoke. He spoke and light came forth. And when he was able to separate light from darkness. Then after he separated light from darkness, he made two realms, as I said, night and day. We read that the waters were separated. There was only darkness and there was only salt water before light came. There was only a world in sin and people in sin before Yeshua HaMashiach came. But after light was introduced, two groups then existed. A new group is there, a new realm. A realm that is called day. And some of the waters that were part of the only body of water in existence at the time, that is the seawater, were separated and called the waters above. They were raised up out of the waters beneath. Darkness was upon the face of the waters, but when light came, something else placed itself before the face of the waters, and that was the light. And it brought a change to some of the water. We know the light purifies. In the early days after Yeshua came, the Hebrews did not accept Yeshua, and they remained veiled, and their hearts were not opened up. Can we go to the next slide, please? In 2 Corinthians 3:14 to 16, it says, "What is more, their minds were made stone-like. For to this day, the same veil remains over them. When we read the old covenant, it has not been unveiled, because only by the Messiah is the veil taken away. Yet till today, whenever Moshe is read, a veil lies over their heart. But, says the Torah, whenever someone turns to Yehovah, the veil is taken away." At the same time as people to that day were veiled, others were unveiled, for they had turned to Yeshua. And in 2 Corinthians 3:18 it says, "So all of us, with faces unveiled, see as in a mirror the glory of Yehovah, and we are being changed into this very image, from one degree of glory to the next, by Yehovah the Ruach." Some people stayed the way they were, but others were changed. I see that in my own family. There are two of us truly walking in Yehovah through the Spirit with Yeshua HaMashiach. The rest of my family, about 70 or 80 of them, still living. Children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. They've still got their eyes veiled. They're still going where the Hebrews went when Yeshua walked this earth. But we can't change that. We can't change whether they want to accept Yeshua or not. And yes, we pray. Yes, we tell them the word. But you get to a stage and when they keep closing their ears, literally covering their ears whenever you mention something, that Yah says, "Take your hands off. You can't do any more." It is not our place to be able to save everyone. Because everyone has a will. They have their own choices to make. And if they choose not to, that's up to them. We can't change it. We've done all we can do. Since Yeshua came, some have turned to him and saw a veil removed, which allowed his light to shine in their open faces. They changed from being one kind of people into another. Where there was once only one people of sin, there are now two peoples. Not a new group created, but a new group made of people from the old group who were changed. Children of darkness and children of light. Children of the night and children of the day. Jochanan said that the ones who received power to become the children of Yehovah, in the next slide, in Jochanan 1:12. But as to many as did receive him, to those who put their trust in his person and power, he gave the right to become children of Yehovah. These children of darkness have the opportunity of becoming children of another realm, even children of another father. For the great miracle of the renewed Ruach or spirit is available to all mankind. This new creation is the only thing that will separate you from the waters below and the place and place you into the kingdom of light. In Colossians 1, verses 12 and 13, it says, "Giving thanks to the Father for having made you fit to share in the inheritance of his people in the light. He has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son." And this renewal is easily understood. It's not of blood. It's not something we inherit amongst humanity. The father of a child determines what blood the child will have. Blood in humanity is humanity's life. So blood speaks of human life. But the life of Yehovah is not human life. We are not born of humanity when we are born anew. We were born of the Ruach. We are not born of the will of man. And I'd like to see everyone in this place born of the Ruach, or the Ruach HaKodesh. But it is though a couple of decides to have a child, they have a child. Not always the case. This is not the will of man involved here. It is being born of the Yehovah's Ruach that's important. You may get immersed, you may repent, but when it comes to receiving the Ruach HaKodesh and being born of the Ruach, you have to come into a personal relationship with Yehovah. You have to spend time with Him. You have to spend time in His Word. You just can't go through the motions and turn up at shul every Shabbat and think that you're born of the Ruach, born renewed, because you have to spend the time through the week as well within the Word and with Him. It is according to the will of Yehovah whether you are born of the Ruach or not. So you can only do that by coming into a relationship with Him. In Yaakov, James 1, 17 to 18, it says, every good act of giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father who made the heavenly lights. With Him there is neither variation nor darkness caused by turning. Having made His decision, He gave birth to us through a word that can be relied upon, in order that we should be a kind of first fruits of all that He created. Yehovah creates us with His word, just as He created this world with His word. Not by the will of man, but His own will. He creates us by the word. So notice the difference between two people in these verses. Let's go to Yochanan 1, 4 and 5. In Him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not suppressed it. In the Word was life, and that life was the light for mankind. Light shone in darkness, but those who are not saved are still in darkness. The ones who could not overpower the light. They did not turn to Yeshua. Suppress here in the Hebrew means to lay hold upon it, to seize it and take possession of it. In relation to Yeshua HaMashiach, by His holy power and influence, laying hold to the human mind and will in order to prompt and govern it. And this was not possible for them. They weren't ready to have their whole soul, their mind, their will and their emotions turned over to Yehovah. Can we go to Yochanan 1:14? The Word became a human being and lived with us. We saw His Shekinah, the Shekinah of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Those who are in the darkness could not lay hold of Yeshua. But when the Word came, the life within Yeshua shined out, and we, who are of the day, saw His Shekinah. The light from the Word of Yehovah, as He spoke it in Bereshit, began with the drawing part of the water upwards towards heaven. No wonder it says the waters separated, and some were upward and others downward after light existed. All that was upon the face of the waters was darkness, but the light came with like an open face. You have to be open, in full openness to Yehovah, to behold His glory and let His Shekinah shine through you. Something had to occur before what was inside Yeshua could be received by me or by you. In the Word was life, and the life was light. It was not until the Word became flesh and dwelt among us that we could behold the light and receive it. When Yeshua became flesh, that light in him was released. It was in him, and we needed to receive it, or else be left in the world of darkness. When we received it, it caused us to receive power to become what they call B'nai Elohim, or children of Yehovah. We become vessels of what was in the world. After speaking of the light of Yehovah's knowledge being given to us, we read Sha'ul say that we are earthen vessels of this treasure now, where some are still blinded. In 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4, it says, "So indeed our good news is veiled. It is veiled only to those in the process of being lost. They do not come to trust because the Elohim of the Olam Hazeh, that is this world, has blinded their minds in order to prevent them from seeing the light shining from the good news about the glory of the Messiah, who is the image of Yehovah." Some are not blinded, but are opened to the light, when we read in 2 Corinthians 4, 6 and 7. "For it is Yehovah who once said, 'Let light shine out of darkness.' Who has made his light shine in our hearts? The light of the knowledge of Yehovah's glory, shining in the face of Yeshua the Messiah. But we have this treasure in clay jars, for that it will be evident that such overwhelming power comes from Yehovah and not from us. So now there are people of the night and people of the day. Recall that only darkness existed at first in Bereshit. The light came and light existed, though separated at the same time on earth. There was only one body of water, like one people. It was in total darkness. But after light came, there became two bodies of water, waters above and water beneath. But in the end of this world, on the day of Adonai coming, or the day of the Lord coming, as some people say, there are those who are of the day are expecting it." Who's not expecting Yeshua's return? We all are, aren't we? It is corresponding to them, since they're all already of the day. It's a friend to us, the day of the Lord and his return. But those of the night do not expect it. And if there can be one long period of darkness before light comes, there can also be one long period of light after darkness is dealt with. At night, people sleep or enjoy pleasures. Of the day speaks of work and being sober. You can tell the difference of the people of the night and those of the day. The people of the day are alert and not carried away with pleasures. They're wearing their armour, according to 1 Thessalonians 5, 6 to 9, which says, "So let's not be asleep like the rest are. On the contrary, let us stay alert and sober. People who sleep, sleep at night. People who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us stay sober, putting on trust and love as a breastplate and the hope of being delivered as a helmet. For Yehovah has not intended that we should experience his fury, but that we should gain deliverance through our Adonai Yeshua the Messiah. The people of the night are asleep or drunken, filled with worldly pleasure. Those of the day are about their father's business. Those of the night are the people who only care about their own little worlds and not think even about the work of Yehovah. Now is the time to be filled. Now is not the time to be filled with the pleasure of this world. It's not a time to be asleep It's not, and not serious about Yehovah. So when the day of Adonai comes, it will be good news to the children of the light, but bad news for children of the night. To those who are in the night or sin, the scripture says this in Amos 5:18-20. Woe to you who want the day of Yehovah. Why do you want it, this day of Yehovah? It is darkness, not light. As someone were to run from a lion just to be met by a bear. As if he entered a house, put his hand on the wall just to be bitten by a snake. Won't the day of Yehovah be darkness, not light, completely dark, with no brightness at all? But to the children of light, we read this in Zechariah 14, verse 1. Look, a day is coming for Yehovah when your plunder, Jerusalem, will be divided right there within you. And in verses 6 to 9, on that day there will be neither bright light nor thick darkness. And one day, known to Yehovah, will be neither day nor night, although by evening there will be light. On that day, fresh water will flow out from Jerusalem, half towards the eastern sea and half towards the western sea, both summer and winter. Then Yehovah will be king over the whole world, and on that day Yehovah will be the one, and his name will be the only name. The day of Yehovah will be one continuous daytime for the people of Yah. When evening arrives, when it normally becomes dark, darkness is done away with, and it shall continue to be light. But to the sinners, it is a day without light at all. How can the same day be continuous light for believers, but continuous night for unbelievers? What this is saying to me is that it will be the greatest reward for believers, but the greatest fear for those who are not saved. Because at that day, whichever realm you're placed yourself into, whether you stayed in the darkness with the world or you were drawn into the marvelous light of Yeshua's kingdom, you will stay there for eternity. And when it's all said and done, instead of all night, there will be all light. Let me conclude with the last lot of scriptures from Revelation. Can't start at Bereshit without finishing on Revelation. Revelation 21:25 says, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And in chapter 22, verse 5, night will no longer exist, so they will need neither light or a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because Yehovah Elohim will shine upon them, and they will reign as kings for ever and ever. And the lower waters, as I said, he called the seas, which represent those who are not drawn up into the clouds by the light, but remained below in the world, they will be no more. In Bereshit, there was salt water in the darkness at the beginning. But in Revelation, there will be a day and pure, clean water will flow from the fountains of heaven. In Revelation 22 and verse 1, it says, next the angel showed me the river of water of life, sparkling like crystal, flowing from the throne of Yehovah and of the Lamb. And in 21 verse 1, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had passed away, and the sea was no longer there. This to me means that there are no more people of the world, no more darkness. While Yehovah still allows people to dwell in the world, and while he still allows darkness and light to exist at the same time in this world, before he puts an end to darkness, before the day of Yehovah comes, you and your loved ones still have a chance to move on up into the light and become a child of the light. There are in this world at the present time children of night and children of the light. Yehovah is giving this decadent world of our time a chance. He will not wipe out darkness and the waters below without giving the people time to prepare the world for him and receive him. And there will be one river of water, Yehovah's river, flowing from his throne. He is the river, and he will become one river with him, clean and pure. And I want to finish with this one YouTube, if I can. Can you take me to the YouTube, please?
There is a river, and it flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to this water, 'cause there is a vast supply. Run.